There may be no better place to celebrate Water Quality Month than at Illinois River Watershed Partnership Sanctuary in Cave Springs. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us there to learn some downstream ecology.
The nonprofit Illinois River Watershed Partnership maintains a lovely woodland sanctuary containing an emerald-colored lake fed by a rushing cold water spring. Morgan Keeling, program manager, stands on a wooden footbridge beneath the artesian spring, which surges out of a forested cave at the base of a sheer limestone bluff.
This spring flows into Osage Creek, which flows into the Illinois River. Then it meets Lake Tenkiller in Tahlequah, hits the Arkansas River, where it travels back across Arkansas, where it hits the Mississippi River. From there, the water travels down into the Gulf, where it meets the salinated water of the oceans and hopefully mixes. When it doesn't mix, that's when we get these conditions that can create hypoxic zones.
The Gulf of Mexico hypoxic or dead zone is a consequence of upstream agriculture and industrial chemicals and wastewater treatment effluent, referred to as nutrients, which feed massive algal blooms that sink, decompose, and deplete dissolved oxygen from rivers, streams, and oceans.
A hypoxic zone is basically where there's not enough oxygen in the water to support life, and that can be plant life, that can be animal life. So many creatures, aquatic creatures that are highly affected by this are fish and crustaceans, and of course that's going to affect up the food chain, the herons and otters that rely on those to live in those areas right where the Gulf and the Mississippi River meet each other.
Scientists estimate the current size of the dead zone in the Gulf, the second largest in the world, to be over 6,300 square miles. The Mississippi River, which drains more than 30 U.S. states and several Canadian provinces discharging into the Gulf, illustrates just how upstream fresh watershed pollution accumulates far downstream out to sea.
The hypoxic zone created by this is due to some of the daily activities that we don't really even think about. Things like fertilizer runoff from suburban lawns, agriculture, and golf courses add the nutrients into the water. Mainly, we see a lot of nutrients added into the water from soil erosion and stream bank erosion disturbances. There's also added nutrients from wastewater treatment plants, and then, of course, just general decomposition in the air.
Referring to deposition of atmospheric nitrogen from combusted fossil fuels produced by automobiles, natural gas, and coal-fired power plants. Unlike Oklahoma, which enforces nutrient-rich water quality metrics, Arkansas, influenced by agribusiness interests, does not. Only voluntary practices.
The Arkansas Natural Resources Division has created a nutrient reduction strategy, and in that reduction strategy, it labels subbasins or watersheds as different tiers. The Illinois River watershed is listed as a Tier 1 for voluntary nutrient reduction, and Beaver Lake Reservoir as Tier 2. So as we continue to address these problems, the Arkansas Nutrient Reduction Strategy is one way that we can kind of all rally around the strategy being set forth by the Natural Resources Division for all of us.
Leif Kindberg, executive director of the nonprofit Illinois River Watershed Partnership, IRWP for short, says his team provides key resources to stakeholders in the watershed.
IRWP and other partners throughout the region have a number of programs available to landowners, including a wetland tax credit that's available for landowners here in Northwest Arkansas. The tax credit is not implemented by IRWP, it's implemented by Natural Resources Division. We implement the riparian restoration program, as well as the septic tank replacement pilot program, and those all provide funding to landowners and to homeowners for various water quality improvement best management practices. There are also a number of other programs that we can help connect landowners and homeowners to improve water quality, from Natural Resources Conservation Service and others.
Listeners can find a wealth of resources and programs posted on IRWP.org, as well as volunteer opportunities. Donations are needed and welcomed. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.